Welcome to PM. America's chief diplomat has been forced to counter North Korean claims that it's set to get step-by-step benefits, meaning economic relief, in exchange for step-by-step denuclearisation, just days after the four-point deal inked by Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. And Mike Pompeo has been facing down the biggest point of contention arising from North Korea's near neighbours, President Trump's pledge to end joint military exercises on the Korean Peninsula, the exercises he's described as provocative. Secretary of State Pompeo has stayed on in East Asia, shoring up this week's diplomatic showpiece in Singapore, as Japan and South Korea demand more details about what comes next. Angus Randall reports.
The summit is over. The question now is what happens next.
What happened in Singapore created an enormous opportunity.
Mike Pompeo is the US Secretary of State. After meeting with Japan and South Korea in Seoul, he's reiterated his commitment to America's closest allies in the region, and he's stressed North Korea won't be freed of sanctions until it scraps its nuclear weapons program.
We believe that Chairman Kim Jong-un understands the urgency of the timing of completing this denuclearization, that he understands that we must do this quickly, and that sanctions relief, we should recall these are UN sanctions, cannot take place until such time as we have demonstrated that North Korea has been completely denuclearized.
South Korea is seeking more information about Donald Trump's snap pledge to end war games in the region. The South Korean Foreign Minister, Kang Kyung-hwa, suggests the U.S. president may not be the right person to make that call.
The joint South Korea-U.S. military exercise is a matter for the South Korea-United States alliance. In terms of that, it's an issue that should be decided by military authorities.
And Japan's Foreign Minister, Taro Kono, believes North Korea must do more to prove its worth before the military drills can be stopped.
In any case, we understand that any pause in exercise is contingent upon DPRK action towards denuclearization.
At a lunch in Sydney, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop was able to find a funny side in the week's events.
And what about that summit in Singapore? It was an extraordinary event by any measure. And I was glued to the TV for 24, 36 hours. And after a while, I became quite mesmerised by the contrasting hairstyles of the two leaders.
While Mike Pompeo was answering questions, North and South Korean military leaders were meeting at the demilitarised zone. It's the first time North and South Korean generals have met since 2007.
I believe that if we, South Korean and North Korean military officials, cooperate and jointly make efforts, we can certainly get good results.
Coverage of the summit in North Korea has been focused on Kim Jong-un, the statesman. He's been framed as an equal on the world stage to the US president. Sokil Park is with activist group Liberty in North Korea. He believes the mass global coverage helps the North Korean leader entrench his power.
I think that for quite a lot of North Koreans, both ordinary and elite North Koreans alike, it will legitimize Kim Jong-un as a leader. He's still relatively young, although he's been in power for 6 years in North Korea now. But this kind of helps to, you know, in the North Korean narrative, prove his competence.
However, as the country opens its doors, Kim Jong-un may find it harder to keep the people in line.
It's going to be more difficult for Kim Jong-un to maintain power just through propaganda and through fear alone. And there's actually going to have to be an improvement in the North Korean people's lives.
Sokil Park from Liberty in North Korea. Angus Randall with our report.